This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. Peace is on the table as Afghan government representatives and Taliban insurgent leaders are about to begin talks aimed at ending 2 decades of war in Afghanistan. Among those on hand for today's ceremony in Doha, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, who told the two sides, "The choice of your political system is yours to make." He said after almost 20 years of fighting, an endurable peace is possible. The actual talks begin tomorrow. The head of Afghanistan's peace council, Abdullah Abdullah, said if the two sides join hands and honestly work for peace, what he called the current ongoing misery in the country will end. Analysts cautioned the path to peace will not be easy. Among the top early priorities in Doha, reaching an immediate ceasefire and an agreement that upholds the rights of women. Reuters reports that the Saudi-led coalition in Yemen early today attacked two targets in the capital, Sana'a, which is controlled by Houthi rebels. A Houthi spokesman is quoted as saying the coalition carried out 9 airstrikes on a military engineering camp and the headquarters of the national security apparatus, and apparently targeted a meeting of high-level Houthi leaders. No word on casualties. Bombings in Sana'a have been relatively rare since last September, when Saudi Arabia reached out for indirect talks with the Iran-aligned Houthi movement. Prosecutors in Germany say they'll investigate the case of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny, who is being treated in Berlin for suspected poisoning, and may offer the information to Moscow. The German government had earlier said it would not investigate the case because the alleged nerve agent poisoning took place in Russia. Moscow insists it has seen no evidence that Navalny was a victim of foul play. Alexei Navalny is Russian President Vladimir Putin's highest profile critic. He was flown to Germany last month after becoming violently ill while traveling from Siberia to Moscow. Navalny's supporters call it a case of attempted murder. More news online at voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News.